You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hi, this is Andre Bisson, and we're rocking the blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's keep highlighting Canada's great blues musicians.
Andre Bisson from Hamilton, Ontario, along with his partner, Loretta Hale. They are the Andre Bisson Band, and he usually starts off with a small band and then starts recording and keeps adding musicians. I've seen him perform with 11 musicians on stage. This is from his latest release, Break. We're going to hear Next in Line, and Your Attention I Don't Need.
Of the same.
Song from Break. We've got Broke Fuse. It's a one-man band from Toronto. Jay Muna, and his release is called Rocket Ride. We're going to hear The Ballad of Sunny Shade and Stingray Blues, Broke Fuse from Rocket Ride.
Sing my song
that I'll be rolling on.
Fuse, Rocket Ride from Quebec. We've got the Mike Goudreau Band. We're going to play one of his tunes from the album The Isolation Blues, and then we're going to have a chat with Mike.
So long since I held you, haven't cuddled for so long, trying not to count the days, forced to take our separate ways. It's been so long, I got the isolation blues. My world has turned upside down, keeping our distance every day, missing the games and all the play. When will this virus go away? It's been so long, I got the isolation blues. Find a cure, get back to what we used to be, so we can hug and feel we're free. Enough of this insanity. It's been so long, I got the isolation blues.
Mike Goudreau has a new album out. It is called Isolation Blues, and joining us to talk about it is Mike Goudreau. Mike, great seeing you.
Nice to see you as well, Ken.
Is this really true? This is your 21st album?
Yeah, it is. I know it's always a little astounded by that.
Is this album any different from your previous ones? Is it an outgrowth or a complete change?
It was the challenge of doing it in a different way than the other albums were done. I mean, we've always home recorded in various studios, but in this case, because of COVID and the restrictions, I just couldn't make it to the studio. I decided to finally break down and do what I said I would never do, is to equip myself to be able to home record. I took a 2-hour crash course with a friend of mine who's an audio guy, and so that I could record my vocal, my guitar, my bass. And at first I just said, I'll try it. I'll see if it doesn't sound like crap and it's up to par, then maybe we'll take it from there. And I ended up writing and recording about 17 tunes. I think there's 14 on the album.
And how do you go about writing your tunes?
Most of the time it starts with chord progression, a guitar riff, and then a subject, a song title or a song subject. That works good for me. I wanted to write a song about the COVID situation, being in isolation, missing the people you love, that type of thing. So the title track came fairly fast, Isolation Blues. And so I had a riff, and then I was like, okay, now I got to try to talk about my experience and also try to make it so that it's not just about a musician's experience, but anyone's experience, being isolated and not being able to be with your loved ones or missing folks and missing things that you did and just getting a hug from your mom, you know, I mean.
That really comes across with the lyric when you sing, it's been so long, I got the isolation blues. And it, at first I thought, okay, is he talking about it not being able to perform as a musician? But then I think you obviously had a much deeper meaning to it.
Yeah. Also for my licensing partners, I'm always trying to make the songs lyrically wide so that folks that will be able to relate in different situations, you know, it's all about the ABCs of writing songs, especially for TV and film. You're always trying to make the songs as broad as you can and that would have different meanings to different people. It's a little tougher actually writing songs like that because you got to try, instead of making your songs really personal, you got to try to make them a little more worldly so that folks can relate and find themselves in that, or maybe, you know, be able to see themselves in the lyric.
So besides putting this album out, what else were you doing during the lockdown? I've talked to a lot of artists that got very creative. They were writing a lot and composing a lot. Did you find that was the case for you?
Personally, I wasn't very motivated to write and record until I decided that I was going to get equipped and start working on this album. I did quite a few Facebook Live concerts, especially when I found out that SoCan could give you some royalties for performing. So I started doing that. I did the first two or three concerts just for fun. I didn't ask for tips or anything else. And I was getting like, I don't know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, even in some cases 5,000 views on those videos. I was just doing in my living room, just recording, very, very simple setup. Not even a studio sound, just an iPad on a stand. And I'd set up my little PA system as if I was doing a solo gig and just play a bunch of tunes. You know, I did it, and it's so weird. I'm sure you've heard this from other musicians that did this, but it's so weird to perform for no one. You're playing for the iPad. And when you see how good it makes folks feel, and it just gives them a little break from all the crap of the day in, day out stuff of COVID and how it's messing everything up, and just getting all the messages afterwards from just hundreds of people saying, oh, thank you, Mike. So appreciated the concert. We so appreciated the song. It's just nice to not think about that for an hour and a half. We play music. We play music because we love music. We play music also because we need to make money. That's how we earn our money. But the most important thing about music, especially after you've been doing it as long as I have, is the interaction that you have with folks and the energy that you get from the crowd when you're playing, and you're giving and you're getting back. And this really feeds artists. You know, this will get you through doing 2-3 bad gigs in a row, but you'll have one good gig where you're really connected with the audience and you're like, all right, I can do this for another 10 years.
Well, I've certainly seen you connect with the audience several times at the Mont-Tremblant International Blues Festival. And it's really sad that it's not happening. Hopefully next year.
They really did their best to try to keep that going this year. But it's so complicated for these organizations, you know, and all these organizations, they work with volunteers, you know. It's a tough situation putting the volunteers in the situation that they have to be like security people now because they have to control the crowd, and just makes things so complicated for them. And it's a shame, but I do understand why they just decided, oh, it's just too complicated. Let's just go for next year.
Who else is on the album with you? Who else is playing?
Well, it's my regular drummer that's been with me now for about 12 years, Jean-François Bégin. He recorded all the drums at his house. So I sent all the tracks to him. We started with the first 2 or 3 tracks, sent it to him and said, can you upload them and tell me, do they sound like crap or are they workable? He said to me, it's broadcast quality. I think we can work with this. So Jean-François did all the drums. And my best friend for over 30 years now, saxophone player Danny Roy, did all the trumpet and sax. Usually we have Max St. Pierre do the trumpet. He's been with us for 14, 15 years too. But it was a little less complicated just doing everything with Danny. Plus Danny plays one of the rare sax guys that actually is a fantastic trumpet player too. So he played the trumpet parts and the saxophone parts from his place. We did get a little break from isolation at one point in the winter. So we had Pascal Veillette come on harmonica. I just love working with Pascal because he doesn't play the harp the same way as a traditional blues guy would. He plays like kind of Howard Levy style where he plays chromatic licks, but he plays that on a diatonic harp. And just because of his baggage of playing all these different types of music, traditional folk music, Afro-Cuban music, and all these different styles, when he lays a track down on a blues tune, he doesn't approach it the same way as a normal blues harp guy would. So he came down for one half day and we got him to record three tracks. And the other guest is a guy that I play with when I play in the States, from Vermont. His name is Ira Friedman. And Ira was equipped at home as well to be able to home record. So, and he has a small upright piano and a Hammond B3 and in his living room. So he was able to put mics in front of those instruments and record them.
Do you think this is the wave of the future, that a lot more musicians will start recording at home?
Well, we were already doing it. I mean, on the Acoustic Sessions album, I had a dobro slide player from the UK, Toby Wilson. Great, great session player who I met on an online service called Fiverr, I believe it's called. There's a few different ones. And Toby earns, he makes his living off recording from home on projects like that. So it started with him. I thought the price was great. And I was like, for the price, I'll give it a try. And he was so nice and so easy to work with. I was thinking, hey, this might be a new way to do it. And it saves you some money. It simplifies things, especially when the guys are well equipped and they know how to record themselves properly. They send you the track. The track is all cleaned up. There's no noise. All you got to do is just pop it right in the track and you're recording. And it saves a lot of time, actually. So it's hit and miss a little bit. So it's kind of a learning curve too, you know, and it was a learning curve for me too, from recording from home, learning how to save my tracks without screwing them up. I lost, when I first started, I think I lost maybe one or two complete songs when I was saving them.
It certainly worked out well. It's a terrific album. And again, it is Isolation Blues, Mike Goodrow. And Mike, where can fans get a hold of it?
The album is available on all the digital platforms. If people want to buy physical CDs, they have to go through us.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for your time. It's been great chatting with you, and I hope to catch you in Mont-Tremblant next summer.
Let's hope so. Absolutely, Ken.
If you're feeling lonely, you can always count on me. You fall, I'll catch you. Don't be ashamed, just call on me. I'll be there for you. This I promise is the truth. When you need a friend, I will listen carefully. You can cry on my shoulder, or I'll just hold you if you need. Rest assured, 'cause you matter much to me. Thank you.
can call or text me 24/7 if you please. Door is always open, with open arms and judgment free. I want you to know, forever I will be your bro. Oh, listen to my plea, 'cause that's what friends are meant to be.
Many thanks to Mike Goodrow for joining us. Let's get into some Steve Mariner music. He's from Monkey Junk. He's always in demand with other musicians. He's recorded with Harry Manx. He just finished doing an album with David Gogol, which is to be released soon. But this is from his solo release, Hope Dies Last. We're going to hear My Heart and Honey Bee. Steve Mariner on Blue Source Canada.
You do or you don't, and if you listen, you can hear my heart. Whoa, listen, can you hear my heart?
Can you feel
the walls closing in?
Can you see
the sweat on my skin?
Can you tell
the end from the start?
peace in the valley with my honeybee. Don't say a word about what we're doing. Don't say nothing, little honeybee. She give me her monkey hand and a rambler sedan. I'm a king of Milwaukee. Her juju beats are so nice. She kissed my third cousin twice. I'm a king of Pomona.
Mariner from Hope Dies Last. We're going to play Robert Ballard and the Cold Calls. This album was recorded in New Westminster, B.C. Robert moved to Nunavut, and on this album, he's got the likes of J.W. Jones, Kenny Blues Boss Wayne, Tony Wild T. Springer, and Murray Porter. We're going to hear Six Ptarmigan and Waiting for the Land to Dry. Robert Ballard and the Cold Calls from the album Stop.
Let the sun rise and tomorrow whisper sweetly in my ear. Oh, my darling, please don't fear. Not the moment that she died. Six ptarmigan flew by. Not the moment that she died. it's done with the land. I never know where your kisses go once I wash my hand. Hello, angel. Have another round for the house. Yeah, you're looking sweeter than an April rain. You're quiet as a mouse. Manhattan on the deck, if you will, 'cause I hate these moments inside. The hours pass slowly in the shade of this bar. I'm waiting for the land to dry. Hello, angel. Hello, rose. Spread a little wealth as you go by.
Lard and the Cold Calls from the album Stop. One of my favorite female vocalists, Angel Forrest. She's got a new single out from her album Hellbent with Grace. It is Get It On, and we'll also hear The Blame Game. Angel Forrest, she's Hellbent with Grace.
Yeah. everybody. This is Angel Forrest. You're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. He's bringing you the best of the
best. Don't want to play the blaming game, but things ain't never been the same. And I can't keep holding on. If I could just take a moment to remember how you made me feel. Your memories don't haunt me.
Angel Forrest from Hellbent with Grace. And that wraps up another Blues Source Canada. Thanks for tuning in. We'll leave you with a little bit of Shirley Jackson and her good rockin' daddies. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blues Source International is coming up next.